Few articles in the New York Times caused as much casual surprise, at least among people of my acquaintance. It was generally known that infants and small children had for hundreds of years been dressed alike in frocks, so that family portraits from previous centuries made it difficult to tell the young boys from the girls. Gender differentiation grew increasingly desirable to parents as time went on. By the closing years of the 20th century, the sight of little boys in frilly dresses has become unusual and somewhat ridiculous. A childhood photograph of macho author Ernest Hemingway, aged almost 2, in a white dress and large hat decorated with flowers, was itself the focus of much amused criticism. When reproduced in a best-selling biography, especially when it was disclosed that Hemingway's mother had labeled the photograph of her son Summer Girl,